Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everybody. This is Geraldo Rivera reporting Roadkill. Americans are still dropping like flies from this damn pandemic as another vaccine gets ready for final approval. That's the good news. It is shocking how the virus is being especially virulent in these days, even as we see just over the horizon, AstraZeneca, Oxford University, the third vaccine to the market. This vaccine, unlike the Moderna or the Pfizer, does not need to be refrigerated. This could be, the way the problem gets solved in the near term in remote areas where storage and hot and dry ice is impossible. This could be another wonderful breakthrough. Everything is about to happen. We're so close. We're so close. Not there yet. And it's so annoying when you hear someone say, wear your mask, wash your hands, keep your distance, and all the rest of that. But you don't want to be the schmucky guy or girl who gets the disease an hour before the vaccine arrives at the doorstep. You know what I mean? Here's Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
Just yesterday alone, 844 more Americans died. Just yesterday, 844. There were 141,648 new cases of coronavirus reported in the United States. The average has been... That was actually below average. The average, the running average for a week has been 171,462 cases, new cases of coronavirus infection per day. Per day. It is just coming back from New York, I swear to God, walking into one of the rest stops to get something to eat because I left right after doing the five on Friday. So I was with my buddy Noel in the car. We stopped to get something to eat. Walked in that rest stop, which is all gnarly and, you know, grim and greasy looking. And I just thinking about all the places where the damn virus could be hiding out. It's such a crazy, crazy time we are living in. And one of the hardest things about it is that we're virtually at the end of this horrible, melancholy, dreadful saga. Just today, the stock market, I'm sure, will react in a very positive way at 9:30. AstraZeneca and Oxford University, you may remember that Oxford University, you know, the prestigious British institution, and AstraZeneca, another British firm, that they had partnered and they were the odds-on favorite to get their vaccine out first. But then using the DNA stuff that that Pfizer did and Moderna did, They announced first, Pfizer's first in the queue, then Moderna, and then it'll be AstraZeneca. But the benefit from the AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine is that it does not need to be refrigerated. So, you know, the first one, I don't want to bore you with this, but the first one is the Pfizer. That's the one that has to be super cooled. Then the Moderna, that has to be kept in the freezer. Now AstraZeneca, I guess they could just mail it at room temperature, and it's said to be over 90% effective also. So you had the first one was 95%, then 94.5, 90%. These are the kinds of numbers that lead to the kind of crowd immunity that we really need, to squash this thing. And isn't Thanksgiving like the weirdest ever? It's so... In our family, you know, I've got far-flung children. No one is coming. No one is coming. I can't be with the grandchildren. Don't want to be swapping sweat and spit with them. So you're not going to see the grandchildren, not going to see my my children. They're not going to see their siblings. So it's just going to be Erica Solon and me here in Cleveland. So it's so sad. And then in the midst of it, you've got all this going on with the president. When he concedes, will he concede? When is this thing going to be over? Is there going to be a phone call between the president and Joe Biden? I've been in the middle of all that for several days. I'm eager to mediate a smooth transition to the extent that I am in any way useful. I got a lot of flack from my half joke, half serious suggestion that one of these vaccines, the first to market, should be nicknamed the Trump because of all the work that he did getting Operation Warp Speed and getting it up to speed. But as you may have imagined, I mean, between Brian Williams and what's the other one, Don Lemon at CNN, they went like crazy. They, I swear they were like, they were drooling. They were so angry at me for making this suggestion. So I joked that Erica said that it should be called the Fauci and that she's a Democrat. So what do you think? Where we stand, you got the vaccines pending. It is miserable out there in terms of the virus. It is scary. Nobody wants to be the last person to get sick before the vaccine becomes available. You want to be the last schmata to go out there and behave recklessly and start swapping spit or sweat with somebody that you don't know where they've been. You know, it's pathetic. Don't do it.
Well, Geraldo, actually, the analogy that I was thinking of whenever I found out about the virus vaccine was like World War II or Vietnam, when all of a sudden the peace talks are happening and everybody's standing down a little bit. That was a very dangerous time for soldiers because everybody put their guard down. Everybody didn't realize they were still in a war zone. And a lot of, you know, some bad things happened that really didn't need to happen just because everybody let their guard down.
Let's not leave our guards down. That's the show policy. My nephew came in from the Philadelphia area to watch the Eagles-Browns game. Got a rude awakening in terms of the weather.
Yeah, well, dude, that's been the last three home Browns games.
That's crazy. It's okay with me. They won two of them.
Well, did you look at the forecast? The 1 week the Browns didn't play, the bye week that they had about 2 weeks ago, that was 75 and sunny. Everything else has been torrential downpour or hurricane force winds or some other biblical weather condition that we've been dealing with. But, yeah.
I don't know. With Chubb and Lamar Hunt, I think you want weather that's not – good for passing.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Football, the old style football.
Yep, just between the tackles, square up the shoulder pads, and just see if you can hit the other guy as hard as possible.
So I play Cleveland Rocks because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. My train of thought is my nephew comes, wants to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, can't because it's closed today. Just verify that it is closed today, right?
Yes.
And what about the Christmas house?
We're working on that one. I know you brought that up off air a couple of seconds. I'm Googling and calling right now to see if that's still up and running, but I haven't heard that it's closing for whatever it's worth,
okay,
but
right.
I'll double check it.
We don't give the bad info. Just don't go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We know that's closed. Let me start with the ladies. I'll start with, is that Cindy in Cleveland? Hi, Cindy. What are you thinking about? Hi.
We listen to you often, and I am absolutely appalled at how you have turned on President Trump. There is absolute evidence, clear evidence, of the Dominion software where they did change votes.
Where are you getting your info?
I'm getting my info from the people that have, from Sidney Powell, Giuliani. She said she has evidence of everything or would not say it.
But she wouldn't show Tucker Carlson any.
Pardon me?
She would not show any of the evidence to Tucker Carlson on Fox.
That's okay. She doesn't have to until she's ready to present her case.
I disagree. I mean, I understand how hurt people are. I understand it. I'm just trying to let people know to the best of my knowledge that there is no legal route to overturning the election of 2020. It's not going to happen. It's like something so monumental that you need an unequivocal, like if there was a finding in the Supreme Court of the United States that mail-in ballots were inherently unconstitutional, something that big. And that case would never happen either, but it would take something gigantic. And Dominion and all this computer, they change the this and the that and the algorithm and I don't buy a word of it. I think it's a conspiracy theory. And I think we can keep it going. You know, you probably get the show would be much higher rated. I'm positive that if I was sitting here and I was telling you the way Newsmax is or One America News is, that the election is still not called and we still don't know who won the election, I'm sure I'd get higher ratings. I'm sure more people would be eager to hear because they don't want to hear the grim bad news that it's over. People want to hear there's a chance, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, there's the Dominion computers. It's not there. It's not there. And if this is the end of my talk radio career in Cleveland, well, I went out there loyal to the president to the end, and I told you how I saw it to the very end. And I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, as much as I have read the pleadings in the various cases as they have been dropping one after the other after the other, I don't know what cases are still undropped. What I want, and what I want to communicate to the president, is once he concedes, or he doesn't even have to concede, just let the transition people do whatever they have to do, and then let him go to Georgia. The fight is in Georgia right now. The fight over the United States Senate's destiny. The fight over whether Joe Biden will have a free hand to spend all he wants and do whatever he wants, or be limited by a Republican Senate, is being fought out right now in Georgia with two runoffs. There are two United States Senate seats in play in Georgia. That's where the fight is right now. That's where the efforts of people who want a check and a balance on the power of the Democratic Party, they should have their eyes on Georgia, Atlanta and Savannah and the rest of Georgia. That's where it is. They're spending tens of millions of dollars down there already in that race. Kevin in South Carolina, how you doing?
Very much. And this call here is going to make a lot of people who, if they hear it, very angry. But
okay. Might as well get in line. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, right. I agree with you 100%. And I said I've argued with people he should exhaust every legal remedy available to him, but the fat lady really needs to start warming up her vocal cords here. He could move on. He could concede and move on. And as you've said, be known as the father of a completely remade Republican Party. You know,
exactly.
It was the Reagan Revolution in 1980. The seeds of that were born in Barry Goldwater's defeat in 1964. This isn't even something, you know, that one-sided. Republicans actually did very well down ticket. And he could be known as the father of the modern Republican Party.
Absolutely.
But
I agree 100%. Brilliant analysis. That's because you agree with me. But no, he has forged a brand new political party. It's not your grandmother's Republican Party anymore. It's a Republican Party of the working man and woman, black, white, brown, every other color, joining because of the sense of the decency of America, the strength of America, the vibrancy of the American dream. This is a brand new political party. It's not a party of handouts. It's a party of opportunity, of jobs, of changing the sluggish nature of urban politics, for example. I think there's a huge, huge opportunity now. And if he runs again, the president, he will be Joe Biden's age in November of 2024. He'll be 78 years old, the same age Joe Biden is today. Donald Trump will be 78 in November 2024. If he stays as healthy as he has been, jumping around and playing golf and doing whatever he does. You know, that, remember those marathon rallies from the frigid tundra of northern Michigan to, you know, the tropical heat of the South Florida Cuban neighborhood. He's bounced everywhere. He was filled with energy. I think that this guy cannot be counted out. Plus, he'll make speeches. He'll make more money. He'll pay whatever bills he has. And no one's going to, he's not going to be prosecuted by anybody. For what? For what? The only thing I'm worried about is the money for Stormy Daniels, and even that was Michael Cohen's doing. The sleazy lawyer went to jail. Dr. Robert joins us on the line. Dr. Bob Papalak. Great talking to you yesterday, Bob. So what the hell's going on that we have this this very frightening, steep as can be, leap in cases?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What happened?
There's a few different factors that I think are in play here. Number one is, you know, the economy is trying to get open. Kids are in school, but also added on to that, I think there's just a lot of people are just getting tired of this whole thing about being social distance. And in addition to that, there's just things are getting cold. People need to go indoors and they try to stay away from each other, but they find it difficult to do so. And I think the compilation of all of those particular factors are seeming to is an understanding as to what's going on. It's clear that masks and social distancing work. What's not working? Probably that.
You know, it's being in New York Thursday and Friday, aside from the spike in violent crime, which is so depressing, that it's like the 1970s again in New York. You have 844 new coronavirus deaths nationwide just yesterday. It just seems that nothing has helped. You say that masks and social distancing are our only weapon until the vaccines come online. What do you think about AstraZeneca, first of all, the Oxford that doesn't have to be refrigerated?
Well, they're a little bit further down the line, and back down the line, I should say, than some of the other Moderna and the Pfizer that's currently probably getting the headlines these days. I think it's a positive thing, provided they move things along, and hopefully the results are just as good as the other vaccines. Because for right now, there is a big difficulty about transporting and actually getting the vaccine to different locations for people to get vaccinated. And there's two vaccines as well. So now they're building special boxes to have it transported. It just adds another difficulty. So if that can happen, or if they can achieve some kind of experiment that suggests the current vaccines that are a little bit further on are stable for at least a finite amount of time, not being at such sub-zero temperatures, I think that's going to be a positive thing about getting it to the rest of the country very fast.
So how long do you think?
Yeah,
will it save Christmas?
I think that it'll start coming probably in December, but I really think optimistically, if you're going to talk it as far as a routine sort of a thing, I think we're going to talk about the spring. I just don't think that the mobilization and the way things are going and getting a couple of vaccines per patient, I think it's just not going to ramp up until that time. So I think we're kind of stuck with where we are, with maybe some optimistic views of some of the treatments. The Regeneron was actually FDA indicated for people that had mild, moderate disease. But ironically, if you have very bad disease, people don't do as well with it. So there's a lot of positive things that may be possibly in use. But honestly, right now, we're just stuck with the idea of staying away from each other and just having not the virus be just traveling around from person to person.
What are you going to do about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving is unique. We are. I'm actually going to take a few days off and quarantine myself, and we are going to be tested for coronavirus with a PCR at about a week after. and then which is ongoing right now. And then we're going to, if we're negative, then we're going to spend time with Jennifer's family, who is now currently still already in a bubble where they test each other weekly and they stay within a certain community and don't allow anybody to come into that bubble. So it's a quarantine and PCR viral testing that's going to allow us to be having Thanksgiving with them.
It's so weird. Before my nephew came over, he got a test. It's so weird that people have to do things like that in this crazy, crazy world. Another few weeks, that's all we have to do. So, Bob, I'm going to go. I got a lot of politics questions on the air, but I appreciate the expertise. Thanks. Very gracious.
Of course. Have a great day.
Okay.
Be safe.
Tim in Lakewood, what are you thinking about today, Tim? Hey, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Geraldo. Listen, you can't shut an election down at 2 o'clock in the morning for 5 hours until you figure out how many ballots you need to print up, and then not let anybody look at them. That's not fair, Geraldo. Usually a fair person. I would expect when the younger Geraldo would be standing next to the mayor, not making fun of him.
Are any authoritative voices, you know, repeating what you just said?
Where's the rush?
What lawsuit is it attached to? See, I get somewhat impatient when people make claims that are so sensational and then don't back them up with any facts. You know, what case is that attached to, that sensational revelation?
Well, Geraldo, we were talking football to start the show out with, and to put this analogy out there, Joe Biden's in victory formation. He's up by 15, 20 points. There's about 30 seconds to go. All the backup quarterback has to do is just kneel on it a couple times, and the game is officially done. It may not be officially done right now. I think that will happen, the 12th or the 14th? But at this point in time, it's done. And any fan and any person on either side who's saying, well, we got polls that weren't open, we got Sharpies, we got voter fraud here and there, and everything. You're basically a football fan blaming the officials or blaming the weather or blaming every other thing except for the fact that your opponent played better than you did and you're not going to win the game. And really, I think that's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, Donald Trump is a winner.
Yes.
He's a winner because even though he may have narrowly lost, remember what he beat. He beat every pollster in this country. He destroyed the Democratic Party's supermajority in the House of Representatives. So many seats in the House that Republicans were supposed to lose, they not only won all of the battleground seats, they won plenty of other seats too. They are within 4 House seats right now of a majority in the House of Representatives. Nobody would have figured that. Nobody. And it's a great thing that Trump has done in the face of all odds. I think you have to celebrate that. If we all go out with sour pusses now, and we all go, woe is us. We got robbed. We was robbed. You know what I think? I think keep the robbed, you know, the thing that makes you angry, keep that alive in your head and in your soul, and let that motivate you to cheer on the president's next project and vote for the Republicans that are up next, as long as they are this kind of progressive Republican who combines the old principles of hard work and family and faith and all the rest of that, military, with a kind of inclusiveness that the Republican Party never had before. I want you to be in this party. I want everybody to be. I want a more general population. I want everybody. I want all those black people in the Republican Party. I want all those Latinos in the Republican Party. I want them to shake up all these old urban parties that have been no good for anybody other than themselves. Change things. Terrible, terrible violence is happening right now in our cities. Terrible. I mean, not compared to 1970, but bad. Bad enough. Bad enough that we should all be concerned. 7 people shot in New York yesterday. I don't know what the hell happened in Cleveland in the last several days. You know, we got to stop accepting these body counts as if they were the normal way people live. Where is that in Creston, Ray? What's up, Ray? Hey, man.
The U.S. military could be Mr. Trump's ace in the hole. Send those ballots to U.S. personnel in the service and have them vote nothing but Republican in Georgia. And Andrew Yang would have to eat his own shoes.
Well, members of the military, GIs, tend to be more conservative than the general population. They tend to be more Republican than the general population. That's okay with me. As long as the votes are legit and the ballots are honest ballots, let them absolutely.
Wait, Geraldo, was he really just asking for the U.S. military to help out in an election domestically?
Well, he was not.
Not with weapons or anything like that, but
he
just kind of
to make sure that soldiers and sailors and airmen and Coast Guardsmen, etc., can get absentee ballots and vote in the Georgia runoff.
I thought what the caller was saying was to have everybody move to Georgia. Like Andrew Yang, he brought up Andrew Yang, who's moving to Georgia to vote in that election, but that's illegal. Well, he was basically asking that, if we could get all of the troops to transfer to Fort Benning in Georgia or wherever in Georgia and then plug the ballot box up that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, none of that stuff. We don't want to be what their worst nightmare and or what we despise. We don't want to become what we hate.
No. Yeah, you're right on that one. We just let the process play out. I mean, it's the most American thing ever. We talk about a peaceful, transfer of power every 4 or 8 years. We're getting pretty good at it. Let's continue to be good at something like that.
All right, Joe in Cleveland, what are you thinking about, Joe? Thanks for calling.
Well, basically, I just wanted to say that, with the coronavirus, we just got to slow down a little bit. It's like 90-some percent of us are never going to get it. I mean, I work in a place that has 1,700 employees, and we have 58 total cases since March.
That's good.
And it's like, we do what we're supposed to do at work. So when I hear about these shutdowns, I'm like, well, wait a minute. What do you want to do?
I think the proof's in the pudding, man. If you've got a very low infection rate, then your boss is doing something wonderful.
Now, in the last couple of weeks, we've had more than normal. And, it comes from outside to inside. But we're keeping track of it. We can work through this thing.
We can.
We don't have to lock everything down.
Rob, mark my words. As soon as that vaccine begins general distribution, I am hosting a party. Remember the party that I hosted at Harbor Inn when all the guys were furloughed, the federal workers were furloughed? What a nice party that was. The place was jammed.
Yeah, Harbor Inn was hopping that day.
I'm going to do that same thing as soon as the vaccine is available.
And I'll take everybody to a baseball game. That'll be my first thing on my list for sure.
I'm sitting with my beautiful wife, who was extremely nice to me, along with her mother-in-law, her mom, yesterday. I would hope that you appreciate my support for a peaceful transition, that you appreciate what I've been trying to do with the president to kind of get him in a better place and to understand that all the legal stuff is really not going to reverse the election.
I appreciate that you are not listening to the conspiracy theories and that you are sticking to the facts that Joe Biden has won the election and that you're telling your friend to leave gracefully, leave with his dignity intact, while he still has a chance to do that. But I don't like that you're giving him appeasement encouragement. You're trying to make deals with him, and I don't think you have to do that. And I just think that he should leave, because that's what people do when they lose. They leave the office, and usually in the past presidents have left handwritten letters to the incoming president saying, I want to work, I'll do anything to help you, because you put your country over your ego and move forward. But I don't think Trump is going to do that. And I think, and that frightens me. And I think that I would rather see a moderate leading the Republican Party. I'd rather see someone like John Kasich or Mitt Romney, someone who sees the good in everyone, not just the people who kiss up to the person, who are willing to break the law for him or her. And I'd like to see someone who really cares about our country, who cares about the American people, leading the Republican Party.
Those names that you mentioned, Kasich, Romney, et cetera, they have zero following now.
How about Meghan McCain?
They have zero following.
How about Meghan McCain?
Better. But I still think that President Trump is the leader of the new Republican Party. And I think the president has every option
He's
open
the
to him.
He's leader of a cult of personality and a people who believe whatever they hear.
Well, I
we have to stop that. We have to calm people down and get people to a truthful baseline.
People will be calm when there's a vaccine and they see the inauguration on January 20th.
I agree with that. I agree. Once we have the vaccine, I do think that people, once they see the good things that the next government does for everyone, I think people will calm down.
The next government on the basis and on the wings of the last government, the Trump government. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll see you right here tomorrow. Rather than leave on that political note, just going back to the medicine, remember, just yesterday, 844 new deaths, just yesterday. 141,648 new infections just yesterday. The vaccine is on the horizon. It's on the near horizon. It's around the corner. Don't get sick now if you can help. Thanks for listening. I'm Geraldo Rivera reporting Roadkill.
Roadkill with Geraldo Rivera.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.